The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for August is a visual Bible resource. Lutheran Bible Companion contains more than 600 photographs, illustrations, and detailed maps that bring to life biblical times. Find out more about Lutheran Bible Companion at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Lutheran Bible Companion, The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for August. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Feels like a long time since we've done this. I think it's been maybe close to a month since we played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week between vacations and travel and all those other things we've been doing here at Issues Etc. But live on this Friday afternoon, August the 1st, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week once again. If you're not familiar with it, it's just a little simple game that we play with our listeners, and it does require, absolutely requires, listener participation by way of voting live this Friday afternoon. We play four sound bites for you. They're short, they're sweet, you listen to them, and then you decide by your vote which should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. You can like what you hear, dislike what you hear, agree, disagree. You can think that it's remarkable or want to hear it again, want your friends and neighbors to hear it. You might find it something you've never heard before. And so you want it to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. You'll find something there in one of these four that will fit into that category for you. Your reasons are your own, but we want to hear from you and your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. You can either vote by giving us a call live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email. Include your city and state so we know where you're listening. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote via Twitter, @IssuesETC, or you can go to our Facebook fan page, and we've left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. As an added incentive for our listeners and our voters for Soundbite of the Week, we offer to the best vote the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. They're only two ways to get that. That is either to visit us here at LPR Studio or to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and have the best vote. The LPR bundle package can be yours on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talkback@IssuesETC.org or Facebook.com/IssuesETC. And phone call voters get to vote first. Here's soundbite number one this week. It comes from, what do we call this again? Inane banter? It pretty much will explain itself how inane it is. Our conversation recently about the sale, or at least the prospective sale, of the world's largest ketchup bottle.
I'm thinking we should buy it. I mean, people can't find where we're located at. We buy it, we move it right outside the parking lot here. No problem finding Lutheran Public Radio.
That's true. We could just say, look for the giant ketchup bottle.
And then Craig said, what if we opened it up and had tours inside the ketchup bottle?
It'd be very
we could make money.
It'd be like the arch. You go up inside the ketchup bottle.
That's right.
It's not that big, by the way, folks. I mean, it's big, but I don't know. You might be able to fit, if you could open it, you might be able to fit five or six people in there. Unless you stacked them on top of each other.
I wonder what's inside the ketchup bottle. Do you know, this is a Schwarz family tradition. When we try the ketchup bottle, we have always told our kids that it's about to spill. Okay? And so look out, here it comes. The closer we get, and then we make this noise like
splat noise.
And then they put all the windshield wipers on. Oh, ketchup all over the cars. Can't do that anymore. If the ketchup bottle's not there.
Well, unless we buy it.
Unless we do buy it. Unless our listeners pony up and we buy it. And, you know, there's, unlike the arch, you see a lot of big high rises and things like that. And you can see Busch Stadium. There's not much to see in Collinsville, but I say we
there's not a lot you would want to see in Collinsville.
We open up a portal that just, you could see the arch maybe from the ketchup bottle.
That's
so our
true.
Landmark here in Collinsville could see St. Louis's landmark, cha-ching.
There's some inane banter, the first of our sound bites of the week for you to vote on. Our conversation recently on the sale of the world's largest ketchup bottle here in Collinsville, Illinois, the home of Lutheran Public Radio. If you want it to be soundbite of the week, you got to vote for it. And you can do so right now, live this Friday afternoon, August the 1st, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send your vote to us via email. We'll get it right here in real time. Talkback at issuesztc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesztc, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you're voting via email or the Facebook page or Twitter at issuesetc, please include your city and state. We like to know where you're listening. Here's soundbite number two. Pastor Ben Ball on with us recently, answering the question, why doesn't the church give unbelievers Christian burial?
When the pastor is asked this, it would be as if, I'm not a veteran, I went to the local VFW hall. I said, well, you know, I'm dying, or my family went because I had died. And they said, well, we'd like to have a military honor guard at my husband's funeral, at my funeral. And I say, oh, well, was he a veteran? No. Well, we can't do that. Well, why not? He loved his country. He was a good guy. Well, he wasn't a veteran. And so we're not going to be there. We're not going to fire off our rifles. And we're not going to put a flag over his coffin and act like he was a veteran. How much more is that true for the Christian? We're not going to put a pall on somebody who hasn't been baptized, or someone who had been baptized and rejected it, and rejected the life of faith that takes place at a Christian congregation where the saints who have been baptized gather around to hear the word of God.
That's soundbite number two. Pastor Ben Ball recently on the program answering the question why the church doesn't give unbelievers Christian burial. If you want it to be soundbite of the week, you got to vote for it. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Larry Peters. We were talking with him about the worship as pastoral care, and he had this to say about how Christians ought to regard the Lord's Supper.
Well, we had an incident. I'm sure it's happened in every church. An individual dropped an individual cup at the rail, and it spilled on the floor. And so we stopped. I go down on my all fours with the purificators. I'm cleaning it up. And the people are just, you know, wide-eyed looking at this. And a guy comes out afterwards. A guy's been a Lutheran his whole life, and he's probably close to 80 years old, and he says, Jesus, he says, I saw you do that. He goes, and he started saying, you know, that made me think, and he goes, what if we really believed what we said? And that's exactly the point. You know, we talk about communion as if it's just my little private moment with Jesus, and we miss the grand mystery of what God is actually doing there. You know, there, hidden in bread and wine, is the body and blood of Christ, the bread of heaven, the cup of salvation, the medicine of immortality, the fulfillment of the past, of the Passover, and the foretaste of the feast to come. And he draws me into that. And when I leave that table, I carry with me Christ in me. You know, that which was begun in my baptism is fed and nourished at the Lord's table. And without that, there's not much there in me to sustain through trouble or trial or handle what life brings.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Larry Peters, how Christians ought to regard the Lord's Supper. If you'd like that to be soundbite of the week, it requires your vote on this Friday afternoon. 1-877-623-6943, your chance to win the LPR bundle package to have the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page right now, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote because we're going to play the last soundbite number four here, and then we'll start taking your votes on this Friday afternoon. Soundbite number four comes from Dr. Robin Lever. And here he is responding to the many who say that Luther, the 16th century reformer Martin Luther, regularly used drinking songs for Christian hymns.
Where are they getting this information from? Because it's completely wrong. He didn't use secular tunes, so forget it. I think where this comes from is the form of many of these hymns, bar form. And somebody somewhere, the only bar that they knew about was where you get a drink. No, and it was used as a term for a song, a bar form, and they use this A-A-B structure. If you look at these old hymnals, when you sing the melody, you sing to what is effectively a bar line. And then when you hit the bar line, you go back to the beginning to repeat that melodic phrase. So to the bar and back, far away from a drunken brawl in a bar.
All right, that's soundbite number 4, Dr. Robin Lever responding to the many who say Luther used drinking songs for Christian hymns. It's time to play Issues Etc., a soundbite of the week, and it's time for you to vote. And this break is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's the 1st of August. The last 10 minutes of the program entirely for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Email us your vote right here in real time. TalkBack@IssuesETC.org. TalkBack@IssuesETC.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Or vote at our Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after this. Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Our Savior Lutheran, Pacifica, California. Messiah Lutheran, Danville, California. Faith Lutheran, Capistrano Beach, California. Grace Lutheran, San Mateo, California. Our Savior Lutheran, Grand Rapids, Michigan. St. Paul Lutheran, Hamel, Illinois. St. Paul Lutheran, Brookfield, Illinois. Grace Lutheran, Racine, Wisconsin. St. John's Lutheran, Mayville, Wisconsin. Prince of Peace Lutheran, Crestwood, Missouri. Faith Lutheran, Plano, Texas. St. Paul Lutheran, Austin, Texas. University Hills Lutheran, Denver, Colorado. St. John Lutheran, Topeka, Kansas. Peace Lutheran, Alma, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Imperial, Nebraska. And Trinity Lutheran, St. Charles, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and that means it's time for your votes. We've heard the 4 soundbites, and now it's time to hear from you, our listeners, live this Friday afternoon, August the 1st, with your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send that vote to us via email right here in the studio in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org, or via Twitter at IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and it's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc., travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. Will it be soundbite number 1, our inane banter on the sale of the world's largest ketchup bottle? Will it be soundbite number 2, Pastor Ben Ball, why the church doesn't give unbelievers Christian burial? Soundbite number 3, Pastor Larry Peters on how Christians ought to regard the Lord's Supper? Or soundbite number 4, Dr. Robin Lever responding to many who believe that Luther used drinking songs from the bar, from the tavern, for Christian hymns? 1-877-623-6943. 6943. Let's start in Clarksville, Tennessee, where Jan is on the line listening. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Pastor Todd.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'd like to vote for Pastor Peters for two reasons. One, he's my pastor.
That's nice.
And two, because what he said is so very important. I come from a Baptist background where there's such a low view of the sacrament. Of course, they don't even call them sacraments. But to really believe that what is happening is what we say is happening is so very important. And even from what he said, to have an 80-year-old lifelong Lutheran surprised by it says to me that we really need to talk to each other about what we really believe is happening. So that's it. Thanks, Todd.
All right, Jan. Thanks for listening in Clarksville. You got a great pastor down there. Cheryl is listening in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, I'm voting for number one, the ketchup bottle banter, because it reminds me of the lavishness of God's grace, the forgiveness of sins poured out on us through Jesus Christ, and it also reminds me of the parable of the lost son, and it reminds me of the interview, I believe it was with Pastor Harrison, where he said in the liturgy, wait, here it is, here it comes, the forgiveness of sins, wait, here it is, here it comes.
Cheryl, thank you very much. I had not made that connection. Thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Well, Pastor Harrison almost made Soundbite of the Week. He almost made one of the cuts this week. I think would have been that very cut. So thank you very much, Cheryl. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday, August the 1st. And it's your opportunity to vote for Soundbite of the Week and perhaps win the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc. Or you can vote at our Facebook fan page right now. We'll get it in real time there too. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Paul is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, listening, and he says the juxtaposition of the ketchup bottle soundbite of the week, number one, and Pastor Ball on Christian burial, number two, when run together was done first, is something I have never heard before. Jeff sounding like Pastor Ball added to their unity. Interesting connection there. So I'll take that to be a vote for soundbite number two for Pastor Ben Ball. Paul, thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Let's see. John in Ulm, Arkansas says, my favorite is number four, Dr. Robin Lever, on how do we respond to those who say Luther used drinking songs for hymns. He says, Dr. Robin Lever has done us all a favor when he explained how some have mistakenly misunderstood and interpreted the meaning of bar music. Thank you, Dr. Lever. And you get no greater authority than that. Johnny, thanks for listening in Arkansas. Marla listens in Massachusetts. She votes for soundbite number two, Pastor Ben Ball, on why the church doesn't give unbelievers Christian burial, because he gave a very good, sensible statement that we can all use in talking to our friends or coworkers. It's really something to think about and hits home. Could also cause some to open their hearts to receive the Lord. Marla, thank you very much for listening down there in Massachusetts. There's a tweet from Stephen in Charleston, South Carolina, back to the South, voting for soundbite number two, Pastor Ben Ball. The military analogy in the interview was a very solid rebuttal. Well, I happen to agree. It was a very solid rebuttal. With that said, here's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes. It's soundbite number two. Pastor Ben Ball, why doesn't the church give unbelievers Christian burial?
When the pastor is asked this, it would be as if, I'm not a veteran, I went to the local VFW hall. I said, well, I'm dying, or my family went because I had died. And they said, well, we'd like to have a military honor guard at my husband's funeral, at my funeral. And I said, oh, well, was he a veteran? No. Well, we can't do that. Well, why not? He loved his country. He was a good guy. Well, he wasn't a veteran. And so we're not going to be there. We're not going to fire off our rifles, and we're not going to put a flag over his coffin and act like he was a veteran. How much more is that true for the Christian? We're not going to put a pall on somebody who hasn't been baptized, or someone who had been baptized and rejected it and rejected the life of faith that takes place at a Christian congregation where the saints who have been baptized gather around to hear the word of God.
That's soundbite number two, the winner this week, according to your votes of soundbite of the week. Pastor Ben Ball, why the church doesn't give unbelievers Christian burial. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Jan in Clarksville, Tennessee. Jan, thanks for listening, and thanks to everybody else who voted for soundbite of the week. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, Jan, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Folks, the audio DVD of this summer's Making the Case conference is basically more than 8 hours of Issues Etc. soundbites of the week. It contains teachings by Pastor Matt Harrison, Pastor Will Whedon, Pastor Chris Rosebro, Craig Parton, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and Dr. Alvin Schmidt, and me. There's a sermon in there by me, I guess. We'll send you this audio DVD for a contribution of $300 to Issues Etc. before Labor Day. Now, you can order online. Just click the DVD logo at issuesetc.org, or you can make your check payable for $300 to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please write conference audio DVD or DVD on the memo line of your check. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Pastor Tom Baker about Jesus washing the disciples' feet from John chapter 13. We have a new Issues Etc. book of the month, and it's for August. It's the Lutheran Bible Companion. It's a two-volume resource for every student of the Bible. It's like Bible, encyclopedia, dictionary, outline, charts, maps, all those things that you need that help fill in your, and I got it too, your basic kind of lack of knowledge, what's going on in the Bible. It's all there in Lutheran Bible Companion from Concordia Publishing House, a great resource for any student of the Bible. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. It's right there on every page of our website. Or, and you can browse before you buy there, call Concordia Publishing House and just order Lutheran Bible Companion in two volumes here. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. That's the Issues Etc. book of the month for August. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Would you like to learn about the Reformation theology you hear on Issues Etc.? We'll send you a pamphlet of Luther's Small Catechism for free. It contains the biblical teachings on the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and confession and absolution. Order your free copy of Luther's Small Catechism today. Just send your name and mailing address to talkback at issuesetc.org.
Hi, this is Pastor Clayton from Zion Lutheran Church of Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion is a congregation firmly grounded in God's grace given in the Word and Sacraments, where we treasure the timeless beauty of the liturgy. Zion is also a vibrant, young, family-friendly congregation where you would be warmly welcomed. Zion is located at 101 South Railway Street in Muscoota, Illinois, and we would love to share God's gifts of grace with you. For more information, please visit our website at zionmuscoota.com.